on you.
Great. Thanks for the reaction to the targeting rule. Forgot to get ejected.
The targeting issue is obviously something that we've got to do a great job of saving here in football. To be honest with you, I think there's some real vicious hits that have been taken and delivered. And I think, it's one of those issues where, the replay problem is going to need to be involved, because I'd hate to see a young man get alleged for probably the end of the bid, and then the consequence is what happens to his team. They were showing that the other day. I don't know, to be honest with you. I'm not chopping out, but I really don't know. I don't know about it. It doesn't change. I think we've always tried to talk about practicing and playing with your eyes up, because we've always thought that anytime your head goes down, on the top of your head, the different things that can happen, injury-wise and safety-wise. So I don't think that changes. I think emphasis-wise, I think there'll be more people emphasizing, how you tackle and your eyes and all those things are involved.
Did it ever, when you saw the play and then saw the film and saw the reaction, did it ever enter your mind that, hey, that was a jerk?
No. I'm a defensive coach, so a guy makes a great play, makes a great move, and Smitty hopped right back up, so it didn't look that way to me.
Coach, can you talk about the excitement of having Taylor back for his senior season instead of going to the draft and being able to have him?
Well, I think, when Taylor made his decision to stay, I think it spoke volumes for Michigan football and the University of Michigan. Obviously, having a guy with his experience, I think he has improved his game, he's improved his body, he's improved a lot of the things that you want to do, and he has great goals, and he's been a tremendous leader for our young guys that we'll have on that offensive line through winter, spring, and now the summer.
He's taking his diet very seriously.
Yes, he is.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, I can't, because obviously I'm not dieting. So. Why do you guys have to laugh? But, no, he does. And I think our strength coach and our nutritionist, he's obviously talked to them a lot about what to eat and his body fat and all those things.
How was the experience yesterday going to the pizzeria? That was his first time actually kind of breaking his diet.
Well, I was not with him last night, but he had told me he was going to get a salad. So he must have not been truthful with him.
Do you have a sense for what his presence has meant to those interior guys over the summer, just him being around?
Well, I think it's meant an awful lot. I think John, how he's gone about his business every day, how he's gone about his work ethic, his leadership, I think off the field also, has been a real positive for a lot of those young guys. None of us were perfect. He makes some mistakes as a young football player at Michigan. And he has done a great job of helping those guys understand you can't make those mistakes.
Obviously, you can't get around to the summer workouts, but you have a field
close. You
guys have probably
gone to get better this offseason. I asked Taylor, I asked the older guys, and I think they've been very pleased. I think the guys who, Bosch and Logan, the guys who came in January, but the guys who were retro, I think those are the guys. Kyle Kaler, he looks entirely different. His body fat's down too, which is, he's taking a little bit more of a sense of urgency about how he wants to play.
What do you want to see from those guys, three new guys in the middle of this fall camp?
What do I want to see before or during fall? I want to see him not be off and finish twice and not do it with good people.
Coach, when you look at
conference? I mean, what does it look like in terms of scope?
I think it's a great conference. I think when you look at the Big Ten, when you look at, as you look at a conference, there's a lot of things you need to look at. You look at the schools from an academic perspective, you look at the schools from, Big Ten, number of sports, number of student athletes that this conference gives to perform in their, whether it's lacrosse or water polo or whatever. This is conference known for that. I think from a football perspective, I think it's going to be competitive. I just think about the games last year. We go overtime in Northwestern in our place. It was great football game. Two teams fighting their hearts out. Ohio and Purdue. So this is a good conference. And I think when you look at how we're going to go play as a conference, I think we'll surprise a lot of people.
What exactly is
that? He's going to be a student assistant. No.
Hey, Coach, the young man you invited to the Ohio State Michigan game.
Yes.
Consumer. Can you talk about your gesture and why you reached out to the young man?
Well, I think as a father and a parent, I also think. Laura and I have a daughter who was 3 months early and 5 months in the hospital. Kids are important. And for us, we're glad in this instance he beat Michigan because, and that's probably the only time I'll say it, but that's important. And it's important for us, I think, we got a great, unbelievable opportunity to help kids and to help people understand, this is a great rivalry, the greatest there is, and it's competitive and it's passionate. But at the end of the day, there's a heck of a lot more things important than just that rivalry.
Thank you for doing
that. Coach, you mentioned the Big Ten as a whole and all the other sorts. How badly do you want to take home that football title?
I think we all want to. Our goal is always win the Big Ten Conference. Because you got to start there. You really do. I don't see how you can not go through the Big Ten Conference if you're the champion. Not having the ability to play for that, I think would be wrong. And I think we obviously as a team and as a program, we look forward to the opportunities to play for that crystal ball.
And then after coming in here and building the program, do you feel like this is the season where you are where you should be, and it's a
goal? It's always going to be a goal. We've got a lot that I think we learned a year ago. We had 5 losses with 18 turnovers. It's 3 turnovers a game and losses. You can't play football that way. I think us from a physical standpoint, from a toughness standpoint, I think we've grown, and we've grown on both sides of the front. Even though we're young, I think the understanding they have of how we're going to play Michigan football, maybe there's a little more clarity to it.
Where's Fitzhugh right now in his return to home?
I think he's, everything, talking to Paul and talking to Dallas, he's doing everything. He hasn't been held out of anything that Coach Wellman and the strength guys are doing. So I think he's ready to go.
Has he been cleared to practice or anything like that?
That's something that we're meeting next Monday on to get who will be there, who won't. And I don't think anything is, going to hold him back.
What about Blake?
Blake's fine. Blake's 100%.
He's clear to go?
Yeah.